This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea in for Anthony Brooks.
We had our chances, and we've done a really good job of making him work for everything he gets. But tonight, his stuff was tremendous tonight.
That was Red Sox manager Terry Francona last night talking about Yankees pitcher CeCe Sabathia. The big lefty struck out 10 batters last night as the Bronx Bombers took the opening game in a crucial three-game series against the Sox.
Incredibly, last night was just the third loss for the Sox in 13 games against the Yankees this year. Not too shabby. With the win, though, New York pulled within half a game of the Sox for first place in the division.
And joining us now, as he does most Wednesdays, to talk about the game and other sports news is WBUR's Bill Littlefield, host of Only a Game. Howdy, Bill.
Hey, Adam.
So we lost to the Yankees at home last night. All downhill from here, right?
Isn't that we wonderful? The way we assume the collective we when
oh,
we talk
I thought
about
I was on the team.
Absolutely. Yes, look out below. It's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, no question. No. I don't think it does is speaks to the crazy kind of dynamic when these teams play. Because of the way the schedule worked out, the Red Sox were supposed to be rested, the Yankees were supposed to be exhausted, and their pitching was supposed to be disorganized, and yet somehow CeCe Sabathia managed to be CeCe Sabathia and beat the Red Sox. It happens. It's one game.
But here's the thing. Both of these teams are like a virtual lock for the playoffs, so how important is this entire exercise?
In terms of the playoffs, it's absolutely unimportant. But Yankees fans and Red Sox fans, if Derek Jeter and Kevin Youkilis were to arm wrestle each other in a coffee shop, Red Sox fans would consider it important.
People would pay to see that,
absolutely,
too.
And you know, some charity would benefit hugely. And if they take up the idea, they can have it. I give it to them for free.
Jimmy Fund, take notice.
It's simply the nature of the way Boston fans regard anything that has to do with the Yankees. And so it's important. Every game is important to them. But you're absolutely right. In terms of the playoffs, one of these teams is going to be first in the division. The other will be second. And they're both going to the playoffs.
Hey, Bill, if I could jump in here for a second. I mean, I've got a question about the Sox, too. I think there were some interesting rumors last week that the Chicago Cubs might be eyeing Red Sox general manager Theo Epstein for their vacant GM job. I mean, could you actually see him leaving Boston for Wrigley Field?
It seems very unlikely to me. Once he left the Boston front office dressed in a Halloween costume, I remember that. But he wasn't headed for Chicago then, and I don't think he'll be headed for Chicago anytime soon. He's got a wonderful job here. He's done a great job with bringing this team championships, and it's hard to imagine. He's got family here. His dad is a professor here at BU. Mm-hmm. It's a little hard to understand why he'd want to leave.
Well, it seems no surprise that in a place like Boston, the Red Sox GM would be a household name. Everyone knows who Theo Epstein is. But what surprises me is how profile the whole concept of a baseball general manager has become. I mean, there's even a new Brad Pitt movie coming out next month about the Oakland A's GM, Billy Beane.
Isn't that great? If you were Billy Beane and somebody came to you and said, in your dreams, Brad Pitt plays you in a movie, right? Come on, give me a break.
Does the real Billy Beane look anything like Brad Pitt?
I don't know the real Billy Beane. I have to doubt that he looks too much like Brad Pitt. Billy Beane, of course, is famous in large part because of the book about him, Moneyball, which Michael Lewis wrote. And Michael Lewis is a wonderful writer, and The Blind Side is another one of his books, and that's how a defensive lineman in football became famous, and the presence of Sandra Bullock in the movie didn't hurt a bit.
Did they want Billy Beane to come over to Boston for some time?
I
remember hearing
that. There was
that.
Talk about that. But he's a West Coast guy, and Theo Epstein is an East Coast guy, and these distinctions mean something. Especially when, in either case, millions of dollars are going to come your way, no matter where you live.
Surprise, surprise. He chose sunny California.
Hey, Bill, before we let you go, the U.S. Open, of course, just kicked off in New York. What are you looking for this year?
Well, I think one of the more interesting storylines in this Open is Serena Williams. She's still generally regarded as the top of the line in the women's tennis world. She stumbled a little bit last year. She missed a chunk of time with injuries, some of them very serious, was hospitalized with some problems, which, you know, some people characterized as life-threatening. I don't know if they actually were. And then, of course, had that blow-up at a lines person last year year as well.
Yeah.
But she seems to have returned to the top of her game, and I think you know, her triumph is something to continue watching as this tournament goes on.
At the same time, there's this girl, Madison Keys, who's 16.
Well, you know, the idea of young female tennis players is not exactly new.
No, I know.
They come and burst
still
upon
blows
the scene
my mind.
With considerable regularity. One Jennifer Capriati springs to mind.
So, Bill, last question for you. So there's this YouTube video making the rounds. It got posted to my Facebook page the other day of Roger Federer at a commercial shoot, and he asked one of the guys on the crew to put a bottle on top of his head, and Roger Federer then stands about 30 feet away, lifts up his racket, fires an overhand, and knocks the bottle right off the top of the guy's head. My question is, would you have done that? Are you willing to take a shot off Roger Federer?
No, I do not covet celebrity to quite that extent. I'm not sure I'd let anybody hit a tennis ball at me quite that hard under any circumstances.
Not even if he's a world champion.
Not even then.
All right. Well, Bill Littlefield has his limits, but they are not on the air because he is the host of NPR's Only a Game, which airs right here on WBR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Bill, thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna.